Welcome to Podmas 2024. It is day four, and today's question is a two-parter. The first question is, what podcast hosting platforms are the best? And there is no best one. I'm not being biased. I'm just stating facts, okay? It is entirely up to you because not every platform works for every creator in the best way. There are some that work best for some, depending on the demographic, depending on who they're trying to reach, those types of stuff. But it depends, which is the best thing I can say at the moment, unfortunately. Okay? It depends. The hosting platform has a job to do, and its job is to host. Okay? All they're gonna do is carry your podcast and present it to people. It's your job as the podcast host to make your podcast interesting and make people want to listen. The platform is just a place to receive it from. The more platforms you are on, the more people you potentially can reach, which is kind of what you want to do. So it doesn't really make a difference, which is why I say there isn't really a best platform. It's up to you to make people want to listen and then provide them with options for how they can do that. So that is what you need to do. I definitely think, like I said, throwing the net far and wide, promoting and putting your podcast on as many platforms as possible is definitely going to help because people who prefer to watch a podcast or even just have it playing in the background on their TV might prefer something like Spotify or YouTube where they can visually have something on a screen, even if it's just a still image, and then have that playing while they do things. Other people prefer to have it in their earphones, in their ears, and just walk around. So having options for people is always a good idea. So, if you want to potentially reach more people, you are going to have to put the effort in and host on multiple platforms. They do make it easy for you to host on multiple platforms because they do give you the RSS feed, I think it's called, that you can just copy and paste from one to another, and then it'll automatically put your podcast when it goes live from one to the other. I do notice that there is sometimes a delay in certain platforms, so just be careful of that. It might be worth the unholy amount of effort it takes to manually upload on multiple platforms. Yeah, the more platforms you're on, the more people potentially you can reach. So that was part one. Part two is analyzing your podcast performances and analytics in order to understand the information from the listeners that you are being provided. And this is something I would say do with caution, okay? A lot of people think hosting platforms give you the information in order to make you think, oh, you're doing so great. No, they're doing it to show you this is what you are doing, this is what people are hearing, this is what they are enjoying from you. It's your job to take that information and understand what you are being told. Most hosting platforms have a separate analytics tab or thing that you can just click on and all your information will be there. But you need to go and understand who you are speaking to. It'll usually show you the demographics, age groups, countries, gender, if that is something you are being specific about. For example, if you are a woman's podcast speaking to women, that's going to tell you, is my podcast reaching the right audience? That's things you definitely need to know and understand. Looking at those things will help you understand if you are on the right track for what you want to do for your podcast. It can also show you something vital by letting you know which of your episodes are doing well. If you have something that pops off, that goes viral, that goes really, really well, and you catch that in your analytics early on, you can maybe try and replicate it, maybe try and do the same thing, or speak on a similar topic, do a follow-up, something like that. But definitely make sure you are actually checking your analytics now and again, just for your own personal understanding of it, so that in the long run, you already know what you are looking for, you can see how things have grown. And if you are starting out, do this with caution. Don't watch it every single day. Don't stare at the screen just after you've uploaded. It's not going to be good for your mental health. Trust me, don't do that. I personally don't look at that often. I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. It is not something I pay attention to, not because I don't want to, not because I'm oblivious, but because sometimes we get so caught up in the numbers of the game that we tend to forget we need to enjoy playing. So don't overthink it. Understand the hosting platform needs to do its job, and so do you. Okay? I'm gonna see you in tomorrow's episode. Bye.